I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Just as James Madison had met stern resistance to ratifying the Constitution in the fall of 1788, he found himself in the summer of 1789 meeting stern resistance again, this time from those who had once supported him. Madison's original belief that the language of the Constitution as it stood was sufficient had given way to a belief that for the document to survive, it was in need of immediate amendment. Protection of individual liberties could be guaranteed at the state level, his Federalist opponents said. Yet Madison was aware that only one state secured the right to criminal trial by jury, and only one other secured religious liberty. Five states actually provided for the establishment of a state religion. Two states had no guarantee of a free press. Four had no protections against excessive fines, bail, or self-incrimination. 10 states had no protection of free speech, while 11 had no protection against double jeopardy. It was against the backdrop of these facts that Madison argued for a federal Bill of Rights. The process of creating the Bill of Rights revealed the fact that change is necessary as conditions evolve. The same is true in a dynamic and rapidly changing world for your commercial insurance coverage. Before you renew a policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark professional for a no-cost, no-obligation review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.